So I'm going to teach today a yoga set called The Body Rarefied by the Breath, which is quite a nice way to start, because it's a yoga set that really is all about expanding the lungs and understanding what prana does. Do you know what is prana? Yeah. So we're going to play with expanding the lung capacity and with being really conscious of how elevated prana feels inside the body. Because when you practice yoga, the word yoga, it means union with the divine. This is what the word yoga means. So my way of teaching is to make your practice into almost like a prayer, a relationship with God, a relationship with your soul. So I'm very keen when I teach. Is my English okay for you?
Yeah, perfect.
I'm very keen when I teach that for you, you disappear. You become completely lost in the relationship that you have with what's going on inside your body. For me, if that's what's happening, then I'm a good teacher. So I will always ask you to, as much as possible, I will ask you to practice with your eyes closed. I will stay here all the way through. But if your eyes are closed and you pull your tongue back and you press it up in the top of your mouth, and you focus your eyes here in between your eyebrows on your third eye, as we move through the postures, as we move through the yoga set, as we move through the warm-ups, you should, ideally, my plan, my job, my work, is to take you deeper and deeper inside yourself, into an altered consciousness, because that's what yoga does. So if you find that you're thinking, turn your mind off, stop thinking. If you find that you're in your mind, you're worrying, come back into your body. If you find that you can't stop thinking, then imagine that you can feel your blood moving through your bones. Imagine that you can feel your bones inside your body. Feel where your buttocks are on the floor. Feel where your ankles cross. And when you can physically feel your body, not stroking it, but when your consciousness is embedded into your body, you cannot think. And that's what the purpose of a really good practice is to take you into an altered space, to take you away. So not only does the breath expand your muscles, not only does the actual series of postures open you up and release tension in the body and enable you to meditate, because the purpose of the physical postures is to enable you to meditate better, but actually you begin to form a really strong connection with your soul. So that when you, the moment you start your practice, you know it's going to be exquisite. That comes with the practice. Like when you practice like this, that's what increases. This incredible relationship that you build with yourself inside. So that's my job as a teacher. I take it very seriously. Okay, let me shut the door so we warm up, and then we'll start. Are you warm enough?
Yeah, I was thinking to probably do one before, but it's probably...
If you want a pillow instead, you can, rather than your coat. So I'm going to start by taking you through something which is called the U breath. And it's a way of opening the energy channels in the body. You have energy lines that run from the base of your spine and they go up around the chakras. And they can get quite blocked. What this breath does is it opens up these energy lines. It makes you feel very much more centered and present. Okay? So for pranayama, you need to sit straight, put your left hand here, your right hand, so...
I'm quite sure.
The right hand is here. So this is your inhale. And when you exhale, it's here. You change over. So then, and then you'll inhale here, exhale here. Okay, so start. Just exhale through both nostrils. So. Hold the breath.
And exhale.
Inhale right. Hold. Exhale left. Inhale left. Hold. Exhale right. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Use the other door. Exhale right. Hello. That's okay, don't worry. Inhale right. Hold. Exhale left. Inhale right. Exhale left. Release your right hand, inhale through both nostrils and notice how clear it feels. And exhale and just sit for a moment. This is a very, very simple prana, which actually completely changes how you feel. Hello. Are you Marina? Natalia, sorry. Natasha. Yes, okay. Nice to meet you. You found it easily. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, welcome. This is Maria, who's come from Spain. Okay, we've just did a breath technique to center. I was expecting you, so I was kind of delaying for you, but that's okay. We're going to tune in now. So we tune in with Om Namo Gurudev Namo three times, and then I'm going to teach about the body rarefied by the breath. Have you done Kundalini Yoga before?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
How did you find me?
I guess I was
first interested in your fashion style. And then I discovered that you did Kundalini Yoga, and I was interested for a long time, and I couldn't find a teacher. So.
Okay, so you haven't done any kind of Kundalini Yoga at
no,
all?
No, but I read about it.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, this is a very good way to start. So, are you comfortable with breath of fire? You understand what is breath of fire? Okay, there's a breath that we're going to do during the yoga set today, which is a breath that strengthens your navel here. It strengthens this area of the body. It's a breath that builds heat in the body, and it's a breath that can take time to master. So I'll show you how to do it, and I would expect you to lose the rhythm. And each time you lose the rhythm, you'll need to slow down and build it up again. And as your nervous system gets stronger, you will find the breath easier. The breath is done by pumping your stomach muscles. You're moving the diaphragm. So what you're actually doing is you're forcing the diaphragm up and you're emptying your lungs. And then you release the diaphragm and you drag air back into your lungs. So the breath looks like this. The trick is to make sure that when you breathe out, that your stomach goes in. So if you imagine you have a bug in your nose. Mm-hmm. That is breath of fire. What you're doing is you're doing it perfectly. It takes time to get the nervous system used to it. So it's not a breath that you can master immediately. As you begin your practice, as we keep practicing together, the breath will come. Okay? So in this yoga set, you'll have opportunities to practice this breath. And what I suggest is when you find that you lose the rhythm, the normal rhythm is about... If you lose that rhythm, you just slow down. Okay? But it's a breath that heats you up. It builds fire. It builds particularly creative fire. And for women, it's very good because it increases your projection. So if you have ambition, if you're trying to realize something, if you're trying to create something, if you're trying to change how you manifest yourself in the world, it's incredible for that. Because it's a very, very powerful breath. So basically what we're going to do today is a series of postures with a really strong focus on the breath. And as I was saying to Maria earlier, I will expect you to practice with your eyes closed, focused on your third eye, with your tongue pulled back and pressed up. Are you a dancer? You have a dance company? No? My mistake. Okay. Did you pre-book the ticket?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Okay. My mistake. My confusion. Okay, let's... hands pressed in prayer pose. Inhale. We're going to chant a mantra, Ong, O-N-G, Ong Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the divine within. And exhale. Inhale again. And exhale. And inhale to begin. Ong Namo. It's a good subject for your first class, and it's a lovely thing to play with anyway. What you just did, where you pulled the muscles, is you did something called the body locks. We have three areas in the body where there are locks. The anus, sexual organs, and the belly. This is the root lock. Very, very potent lock for women. It's incredibly involved in building who you are as a person in boundaries and self-esteem, to be able to make a very strong lock at the base, enables you to raise the kundalini energy up the spine. The central lock takes place here. You tighten underneath the ribs. There's an area here called the hara, and you tighten here. So you pull the anus, the sexual organs, and the belly. You tighten here, and then you pull the neck back. And what you're doing, you can feel it, is you're making your spine into a column of steel. Can you feel how the muscles are affected by it? And what this does is it holds and contains all your energy in your spine, in the body, and it allows you to strengthen this part of you, which means in turn that all kinds of other wonderful aspects of yourself will expand. Particularly very good for things like healing abilities, intuitive abilities, just expanding who you are as a person. This is what comes from these body locks. But when you pull all three, you can only pull all three if you're sitting straight. If you're in a posture and you're not sitting straight, then you only pull the first part. Okay? But I will keep explaining this to you, and over time it'll become terribly familiar. We're going to start by warming up the spine. So taking your knees, you're going to inhale, left is that way. So inhale and exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. So what you're starting to do is open up the nervous system. You can feel it across the back of the pelvis. It opens up the hips. So try to start gently, gently. Use the exhaled breath to expand the spine, to open the hips, and start to move forward. This is a fantastic posture because what you do each time you go to the right is that you pressurize the liver. So it's very, very good for anger. Very good if you have short temper and a lack of patience, which I'm sure you don't. Unless this is just lovely. So just use the breath. You breathe out as you go down. Bring your arms up. Keep going. You're going to inhale up.
Exhale back.
Inhale up and exhale down. And just keep using the breath, breathing out to release the tension. Again, feel the tension as the spine releases, as the nervous system releases, and the hips open. Keep the breath strong. Every time you exhale, you can stretch it a little bit more. Inhale your arms up above your head, and exhale forward. And again, this one is, for me, the most uncomfortable, because it does both sides at the same time. But just use the breath to release any tightness. And every exhale breath, you can stretch a little bit further. And it's surprising how fast you start to open up the body. Inhale up. Keep your eyes closed. Now what I ask is that you stay in your body. So keep your eyes closed. I'm going to take you through experiences that are physically quite, can be quite intense, not particularly madly hard, but the more you can be in your body, the more positive and potent the experience becomes. So try to be aware of what's happening in your body. I'll help you do that by constantly telling you what the postures do for you. So continuing the theme of warming up, stretch your legs out, give your feet a rotation. Okay, we're going to do what's called back platform. You're not going to do this for very long, but it's a great posture. It works the kidneys. It opens the heart energy. It's fantastic for the shoulders. So, hands back. You're going to push up, toes to the floor, breath of fire. And you're going to do 1 minute, okay? So try and keep your feet down, toes down. Eyes closed, tongue pulled back to the roof of the mouth. You're halfway now, stay with it. Be conscious of what's happening in your body. You're strengthening the kidneys, you're using your stomach muscles, you're stimulating the thymus, which is a gland in the chest that regulates depression and the immune system, and you're opening the heart energy. You've got 10 seconds to go. Stay with it, you're nearly there. Keep your tongue pulled back, pressed to the roof of the mouth. Keep the attention on the third eye. Inhale, stay up. Hold the breath, squeeze the anus, the sexual organs, pull back. Exhale and sit. Keep the eyes closed. And now watch what's happening in your body. It's strong stuff. The thymus is a wonderful gland. The thymus makes an amazing energy in the chest, kind of gently turning, expanding vortex of energy in the chest. Keep your eyes closed. The postures are strong. And when you add a breath of fire or a pranayama, a breath manipulation, to a posture, you expand the strength of the posture by 10. A posture like that releases an enormous amount of hormonal flow, so the after effects are potent. And the minute you open your eyes, you diminish the experience. So how I teach, I was explaining to Maria earlier, how I teach is that your practice is your relationship with whatever you believe as the divine or something that is greater than you. And so your yoga practice takes you into that relationship. And the exquisiteness of after a posture like that has to be enjoyed. How are you doing, Maria? Are you okay? And is it Natalia or Natasha?
It's both.
Oh, okay. So you don't mind either?
Natasha's fine. Natasha's short for Natalia.
Is it? It doesn't sound short.
Well, I know.
You can open your eyes now. Can you feel the difference between having your eyes open and having them closed?
Definitely, yes.
So that when you come out of a posture and you keep your eyes closed, it's incredible what happens. The minute you open your eyes, your mind is engaged again, and you're not... Yoga, the word union means, the word yoga means union with the divine. If you open your eyes, you're intellectualizing, you're in a relationship with reality. When your eyes are closed, there's all this incredible prana, there's all this intention, and there's all these unbelievable hormones happening in the body. And so it's a very altered experience, which with practice, you can expand and expand until your practice. If I don't do the posture now, because if I did the posture, I wouldn't want to speak, I wouldn't want to move, I would just go into a really very, very exquisite place. So when I'm teaching, I only teach. If I started to do the yoga with you, I would be lost, I wouldn't be speaking. Stand up. So, just continuing to expand the body, and continuing also, we're going to do a posture now which... It continues the stretch that you started with your legs crossed. So inhaling up and exhaling down.
Take your head down as well.
Keep your legs straight. If you can't touch your feet, ambition is a wonderful thing. I don't have a problem with you not being able to touch your feet. So keep inhaling and exhaling. Come up again. So inhale up, stretching up and back, and exhaling down. Just keep moving, sweeping your arms down. You're opening the spinal column. You are doing wonderful things to your nervous system. Start the yoga set. So come sitting down with your legs crossed. We're going to start with a posture that releases an enormous amount of serotonin into the body. Serotonin is a hormone that makes you feel good, but it's also a hormone if you lack, you can suffer with severe depression. This posture is very, very lovely. You can really get lost in it. It's called Sukha Grai, and it massages all of your intestines, the liver, and the kidneys. So, hands on your knees, you go to the side, and then you inhale, arcing your chest forward, keep going round, exhale and slouch so that your shoulder blades open. Inhale forward, arcing the chest forward, exhale into a slouch. Eyes closed, attention on your third eye. Get lost. You can move quite fast once you get used to the posture. You don't have to stay slow. This is a fantastic posture for getting rid of history, getting rid of ghosts, getting rid of baggage that we carry around, emotional baggage. reverse the direction, so now you're going the other way. Still inhaling forward, but you're rotating in the other way. Just be conscious now of the divine sensations that go with that posture. Serotonin is a hormone that's released by the pituitary gland, and it makes you feel relaxed. It's a very lovely posture. The breath, the movement, and the intention create a very, very lovely sensation. So you're going to hit some stuff. We carry a lot of history. We carry a lot of dramas and history with us. And we carry them usually in our shoulders. That's one of the areas that we hold a lot of history. This is why we have language. In English, do you hear in Spain where people say you have a chip on your shoulder?
Yes.
So, and to when you judge people's moods by how they carry their shoulders. Are they proud? Are they relaxed? Yes, you can tell a lot about somebody. So this next posture is very much about that. The way to get through a painful posture is to slow the breath down and to really focus on slowing the breath down. It won't be painful at the beginning, but I'm going to ask you not to put your arms down. In a minute, you'll see why. You'll see after 3 minutes, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to ask you not to put your arms down. You're going to have your left hand like this and your right hand like this. Okay? And what I suggest is if it becomes intolerably painful, lean forward. And that releases a lot of the tension. But just don't put your arms down. Close your eyes, pull your tongue back, press it to the roof of the mouth, and slow your breath down. Breathe long and slow. And you'll be fine. So your tongue is pulled back. Your attention is focused on your third eye. And you just are in your body. There's a lot of these difficult arm postures in Kundalini Yoga. And what they do is they get you to discover that you're stronger than you think. Do I encourage a different practice than you're used to with the attention inside?
No, I just don't.
You're used to that. Some people find it a novel.
No, really, the classes are really bad because I've been listening to you quite a lot.
Ah, so you're used to that. Okay, great.
Because some of the things are very familiar, but the classes I'm doing in Spain, you know, are really very, not really very formal ones, you know.
Okay. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Well, it's not my first yoga experience, but it's my
first. Okay, great. Okay, we're going to go into something called camel pose. Camel pose is an interestingly challenging posture. And you start, take away your pillows, and you start with your heels outside of your buttocks. Yes. And then you hold onto your heels, and you push yourself up, and you let your head go back with long, deep breathing. And to come out of it, you sit back down into it. So don't lift up off your feet. When you're up in the posture, you come out by sitting down, okay? Or you can drop back into the posture if you're comfortable to do that. So I'm going to aim for a minute and a half because it's quite a tricky posture. So come into the posture. Drop your head back and start long, deep breathing. Are you comfortable with the posture?
No, that's something I can't do.
That's okay. So stay where you are, Natasha. So come up here, Maria, come up. And just do that with your hands on the back of your thighs. So that you feel it here, yes?
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Head back, long, deep breathing. This opens up the hips, opens up the pelvis. If you have any history of abuse or an eating disorder, then it can be a very stiff posture. Stretch that posture. Stay up for a second more. Can you? No? And exhale. Close your eyes. Exhale and release the posture. You can straighten your legs out. You don't have to keep them bent. Well done. The next posture tests a muscle group called the psoas muscle, and it runs from the psoas muscles run from the front of the thighs through the pelvis and up into the back of the spine. So, and it's usually a much easier muscle for men to use than women. But what's very interesting about the psoas muscle is that it is very, very linked in with self-esteem. The whole root of who we believe ourselves to be as an individual, as a woman, comes from the pelvis. And the pelvis is very easily weakened by pregnancy, by miscarriage, by abortions, by various attitudes that we may or may not have towards sex. But also as we get older, and this muscle group really pulls the pelvis back together. So it helps to ground the soul in the body, makes you feel grounded and landed. So it's an important muscle to work, but it's challenging. How we work it is by leaning back, raising the legs with long, deep breathing. And you will very, very quickly start to shake. So I'm going to aim for a minute. You can hold yourself on the floor. You don't have to have your hands. You can hold yourself like that. So come up and just let yourself shake. It doesn't matter if you shake. Long, deep breathing. You'll feel your stomach muscles very quickly. The psoas muscle is a mean muscle. Left. Inhale your legs as high as you can, hold the breath, squeeze the rib lock. And exhale, keep your eyes closed and relax. Well done. Stretch your legs out. And just take a moment, just release any tension in the pelvis just by moving backwards and forwards and stretching forwards. So, next posture, we're going to do 3 minutes of breath of fire. And your arms, I can show you only if I'm not sitting on my dress, are up here. Ear sandwich, and your hands are up, 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 as high as you can, up, up, up. Tongue pulled back, eyes closed, attention on your third eye, make it a meditation. I'll give you some fabulous music to keep you going. Strong posture. And you can use that as a rhythm for the breath. Try and sit as straight as you can, so your spine is straight as possible. Halfway.
Well then, keep your eyes closed because it's so lovely afterwards. The next posture is with your legs crossed. Very soft posture, prayer pose. Before you go into prayer pose, let me just tell you a little bit about prayer pose. Prayer pose is it's a very extraordinary position. It seems terribly simple, but it's actually a very extraordinary position, and it's nice to explain it to you so that afterwards, when you've finished, you can have the awareness of finishing the posture. Sometimes you don't, aren't so aware of the power of something until it's finished. What happens when you do this posture is you balance the two polarities. The left side of the body is the negative side, the right side is the positive side. The left side is linked to the moon, the right is linked to the sun. The left side is the female side, the right is the male side. Your hands are potent in as much as your hands are capable of mudras, which are postures that have energy. So this is your ego. This is lessons learned with great ease, lessons learned with great difficulty. This is constant male energy, and this is communication. Same on both sides. This is Earth, Jupiter, Saturn, Sun, and Mercury. This is Earth, water, fire, air, and ethers. So each of the hands has a negative or a positive aspect, and each of the fingers has these three different aspects. One is what it represents to you as a person, what it represents as an element, and what it represents as a planet, because then the planets all have their own energies. Yes? Are you with me? So when you bring your hands into prayer pose, you do a very extraordinary thing. You balance these two polarities, and you bring yourself into alignment with the spine, which is the neutral mind. So the neutral mind is the part of the body that is actually the divine in the body. It's whatever you believe is God, is represented by the spine. And when you bring your hands into prayer pose, you balance these two polarities, and you take yourself into this alignment, and you stop making judgments, and you allow. So it's an incredibly peaceful posture. So I say this to you before you start, because you can feel as you do the posture what happens. You've done some very intense postures today. They're not easy postures. It's quite an intense yoga set. But what this particular thing will do is take you into a very neutral, balanced place. And what I always feel afterwards when it's finished, you take your hands apart and I miss the neutrality. I miss the balance. I miss the acceptance. So bring your hands into prayer pose. You can do it dynamically, which is where it's like this, or you can do it more relaxed. Close your eyes, pull your tongue back, and you're going to do 3 minutes of long, deep breathing in prayer pose, which is exquisite and lovely. hold the breath, keep the eyes closed, press the palms together, squeeze the anus, the sexual organs, pull the belly, tighten under the ribs, pull the neck along. Exhale, and as you release your posture, as you release the hands, notice the loss of the acceptance, the peace. And the desire is always there to put the hands back together again, because it's so exquisite. Stretch your legs out and take your feet. And the same hand way. We're going to work towards standing. So I don't know if you have blood pressure issues. You need to do it gently. Your next posture. As far as you comfortably can, back, inhaling and exhaling with a really conscious effort to make the breath come from the belly. So you're really, as if the lungs were an accordion, you know, as if you could, by inhaling and stretching up, really open up the lungs. What you're also doing is you're putting pressure on the kundalini at the base of the spine. So we've done a lot of work to clear the energy in the body. Putting pressure on it now to allow the energy to rise, okay? So arms up, hands in prayer pose, stretch back, long deep breathing. You're going to aim for a minute and a half. If you feel dizzy, stay, keep the posture but put your arms out, because you'll even out your blood pressure. Long, slow breath. Hands can touch me, it's okay, you can touch. Okay, lie down on your side. Last posture. We're going to do both sides. This is a very interesting posture because it... I don't know if you do other exercise. Do you do other exercise? Do you do anything else? Do you run as well? You just
do yoga. Well, this does all the core muscles of the body. So, lying on your side with your hands like this. Your hip is off the floor. So look, I'm not lying on the floor at all.
It doesn't matter which side.
No, you're going to do both sides.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to aim for a minute each side. So ready, steady, go. And this arm is up in the air, the arm is up in the air. Seconds to go. Five seconds to go. The posture. Just go straight on to the other side, do the other side. We do 30 seconds on the other side, because I can see that it's...
Yes.
That's okay.
That's 30 seconds.
Ready? Steady. Go! Okay, you're going to get a relaxation, but I'm going to take you through a meditation first. Okay, we'll relax last. So, continuing the theme of the body rarefied by the breath, to meditate, don't get cold, but sit on something so that your spine is straight. And it's good to bring something until you get more flexible. It's always, all these years later, if I can, I sit on a pillow. I've just given all the pillows away, so that's okay. No, it's fine. Use it. Use it so you're comfortable. No, use it so you're comfortable. It's fine. I'm the teacher. It's not my job to be comfortable. It's my job to torture you. Okay. So, the four-stroke breath is a classic, basic meditation, a Kundalini meditation. You kind of always know you're doing Kundalini yoga because you'll always do a meditation at the end. Because in essence, when you do the posture is to enable you to meditate. And the meditation that we're going to do is one that expands the lung capacity and brings patience. But if you, as in patience with a C rather than with a T, that's a language thing. Patience as in being able to stay calm. That's the reason behind this meditation. When you expand the lung capacity, you're better able to manage your own situation. So that's what the meditation is for. Interestingly, in the world, the person that can dive the deepest for the longest without oxygen is a Kundalini yoga teacher who uses this meditation to expand her lung capacity before she dives. So it phenomenally expands your... Because the lungs are quite interesting. The lungs represent how you take on life. Yes? Each organ of the body represents something different. The liver is anger. The kidneys are fear. The lungs are about how you... trust and take on life. So for this meditation, lessons learned easily, Gyan Mudra. And the way to do that is just elbows straight. Okay, so what you're going to do is your entire lung capacity is going to take you 4 broken breaths to get there. So for me to fill my lungs completely, I'm going to do this. Yeah? So I filled and emptied my lungs in 4 stages. And what happens is you'll close your eyes, you will get extremely high, is the easiest way to describe it. The amount of prana, the amount of the divine in the air that you will inhale into your body will make you feel very, very light-headed. But what you will also do each time, you'll find that you can breathe a little bit deeper. You can go a little bit further. So it's a very detoxifying breath. It's a very detoxifying meditation, okay? Are you clear what you're doing? That you're breaking the breath into 4? Okay, so close your eyes. Always hold the breath in at the top and out at the bottom. Breath, squeeze all the body locks up to the neck. And exhale. Thank you.
exhale. And when you're ready, lie down, cover yourself up. Maria, you can open out your mat and it will be longer, it will be long enough for your whole body. Lie down, cover yourself up, and totally thank you. rotate your hands, rotate your feet. Rub your hands together. Rub your feet together. Bring your knees to your chest, put your arms out wide either side, and inhale, and then exhale your head to the right and your knees to the left. So you twist exactly like that, yeah. And then inhale up and exhale, turn your head to the other side and let your knees drop to the other side. So you alternate the position. Bring your knees to your chest, give them a hug, and then come sitting up. Very good. So we've made a sacred space by chanting at the beginning, and now we need to close this space. So we do this by chanting Sat Nam 3 times. Inhale. Sat. And inhale up. Thank you very much.